Back here after a wild, wild game from Loretto, Pennsylvania. The Pine Bowl in DeGaulle Field. Monmouth wins it 48-45 as they take a back-and-forth contest over the Red Flash of St. Francis, Pennsylvania to improve to 5-4 overall, 4-2 in the Northeast Conference. Some finals as we check the Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. Central Connecticut State knocking off Robert Morris 31-24. You have a better computer, I think, than I do today. Do we have a final in the Wagner Sacred Heart game?
We have a final Wagner defeating Sacred Heart at home, 27-21.
All right, and the big one of the day, obviously, Bryant does themselves and everybody else in the league a favor. They beat Albany 31-17 to set up now a wild couple of weeks in which four teams will still be alive in the Northeast Conference, including Monmouth. So as things shake out right now, 5-1 Duquesne, 5-1 Albany, 4-2 Bryant, 4-2 Monmouth, with 2 weeks to go in the regular season. On the top 25 scoreboard, we'll take a peek at that as soon as my computer will cooperate with me a little bit. We'll also run through some of the next couple of weeks. Of course, for Monmouth, they'll kind of have it in their hands a little bit next week to keep this alive if they can, as they will be home against Albany before finishing up the season against Wagner. On the top 25 board, here we go. All these games in the first quarter, no score between number 9, Nebraska, and Northwestern. Number 7, Oklahoma, at home against Texas A&M. That has no score. Purdue and number 19, Wisconsin, tied at 7. Number 4, Stanford on the road at Oregon State. That one is scoreless. Big one coming up tonight, obviously, number 1, LSU, at number 2, Alabama. Both teams 8-0. Should be a lot of fun to watch that one. Finals from earlier in the day today. Number 24, West Virginia, is upset. They're beaten by Louisville 38-35. Number 18, Georgia, knocks off New Mexico State 63-16. Number 13, Michigan, is upset. They fall to Iowa 24-16. It is also number 15, Michigan State. They survive and knock off Minnesota 31-24. Our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard, real Coke taste and zero calories. Well, in terms of stats, there are a ton of them. I will let my esteemed partner, Eddie Acapinti, pick out the ones that tickle your fancy the most.
That's tough because I'm an offensive guy, you know that, and there's a lot of offensive numbers on the sheet of paper. Let's start with kind of the big one that I like to see in this game, that Julian Hayes, with his humongous second half, Matt, carrying the ball 26 times for 128 yards and 4 touchdowns. It's part of a Monmouth offense that gains 466 total yards, 150 on the ground. Craig Peterson had an absolutely humongous afternoon. He was 20 of 29 for 316 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Tristan Roberts led the receivers, 5 grabs, 82 yards, and a score. Neil Sterling added 4 for 87 and a touchdown. Mitchell Pollard had 5 grabs, 53 yards. Mike McLafferty, 3 catches, including none bigger than that one on third down to salt the game away on the final drive. He had 58 yards in the contest as well. But look at the other side of things. St. Francis, as both Monmouth and the Red Flash each ran 70 plays, SFPA gained 489 yards. 197 came on the ground from Kyle Harbridge with 3 touchdowns. The quarterback, John Kelly, not only ran for 78 in a score, he was 17 of 30 for 194 yards with a touchdown and a pick. And Jacob Nowicki led the receiving corps for the Red Flash. 5 grabs, 66 yards in the game. Anthony Bowman had 17 tackles to lead PA. Gums for Monmouth had 11 stops, including a tackle and a half for loss. It was an absolutely humongous afternoon for offense. The Hawks convert 8 of 12 third downs. St. Francis, 10 of 16. Both teams convert each of their fourth downs. Both teams convert 4 of 5 red zone scoring opportunities in this game. Monmouth had 26 first downs. St. Francis, 22. You add all that up, it equals a crazy, crazy afternoon of offense, and one that Monmouth's lucky to come away from with a win.
Absolutely, and I'm sure this will be one that the defensive coaches will agonize over. You give up 295 yards on the ground and close to 500 yards of total offense. That's not going to win many games, but somehow Monmouth able to come forward and pull this one out 48-45. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout. We'll come back with our Chevy Drive of the Game and our Coach USA look ahead with Albany on tap next week. We're back with more from Nelligan Sports. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Hawks Radio Network.
Coke Zero tastes like Coke, but what good is telling you that on the radio? If you're in your car and you hear me say it, you have to take my word for it. And that makes you one of those guys who believes everything he hears on the radio. Or you could not believe me, but that makes you a cynic. So you're either the guy who believes everything on the radio, or a super suspicious guy who doesn't believe anything. But there is a third option. You could try one. Then you can taste and see if what you heard on the radio is true. Unless you want to be one of those other guys. Coca-Cola Zero. Real Coke taste and zero calories.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks, a Nelligan sports production on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Time for our drive of the game. It is presented by your Tri-State Chevy dealers. We will have to give it to the last scoring drive for Monmouth, capped off from a 7-yard touchdown run from Julian Hayes, his fourth touchdown of the day. 11 plays, 91 yards, 5 minutes, 10 seconds. It came to the 7:26 mark of the game, gave Monmouth a 48-45 lead. And who would have thought, after all of the scoring the last 7.5 minutes, there were no points on the board. Monmouth blocking a field goal of St. Francis PA's with a few minutes left. Mike Upham came through, able to get it. Zacharias on the recovery, and St. Francis could not get themselves in a position back to score. Pat Gray with that big, big interception on the tipped pass from A.J. Alexander, and Monmouth able to put it away after the nice play from Mike McLafferty. But that is our Chevy drive of the game. See your local Chevy dealer or visit ChevyOffers.com. Time now to take a look at our next upcoming game. It is presented by Coach USA, driven, of course, with pride. It is Albany to come into town next week, and Monmouth will try to do something they have not done all season long, which is unbelievable to say with just 2 weeks left in the season. That, Eddie, is win at home.
It's amazing that we're talking about that with only 2 weeks left in the 2011 regular season. The Hawks, for the third time in program history, have ended the regular season undefeated on the road away from Kessler Field. Now they'll have to find a way to win two in a row at home, something that they haven't done in over a year if you go back to last season as well. And they have a tough rival game in Albany coming in next week, a team that just had their first conference loss of the year this week to Bryant, Matt. They're going to be hungry in that contest in a week at noon, not 1 o'clock at Kessler Field. Should be a good one, should be an exciting one, and one that Monmouth, again, they're still fighting for their potential championship lives, should be up for.
Again, as we recap the NEC standings up to date right now, as everything is in the books as far as league plays go. Albany and Duquesne at 5-1. Bryant at 4-2, Monmouth at 4-2, and how things shake out the next couple of weeks will obviously go a long way in determining who can win the regular season championship and represent the Northeast Conference in the FCS playoffs. Albany has Monmouth and Sacred Heart left on the schedule. Bryant with St. Francis PA and Central Connecticut State. They will play both of those games at home. Duquesne, don't forget about them. We haven't talked much about them today because they didn't play. They have Sacred Heart and Robert Morris the next 2 weeks, one on the road, one at home. Monmouth, of course, with Albany next week, and Wagner to finish things out. An absolute wild game today, an epic game today, really, when you think about it. And Monmouth wins it 48-45. I'm going to enjoy a sandwich on the way home and probably take a long nap. I won't talk much because my voice has pretty much reached its limit. I'll let you do most of the talking on the way home.
Yeah, no trouble letting me blab on the way out here, so I'll just have to keep you occupied and talk the entire way home. And it'll be a good ride home across the PA Turnpike for not only us but for the Hawks as well, as they look forward, Matt, to trying to win a couple at home. And I'll tell you what, at least today was exciting.
Absolutely. And at least your word from a couple weeks ago, Monmouth's still relevant in the Northeast Conference, which with a couple weeks to go, that's all you can really ask for.
Absolutely, sir. We'll be at those last two.
We'll pretty, look forward to it doing it next week. This broadcast has been authorized under rights granted by Monmouth University to Nelligan Sports Marketing. The accounts and descriptions of the broadcast may not be retransmitted in any form without the express written consent of Nelligan Sports Marketing. The executive producers of today's broadcast, Eddie Acupinti and Mark Donnelly. The coordinating producer is Chris Komoshak. Studio operations, and a great job as always by my buddy Frank Costantino. For Eddie Acupinti, this is Matt Harmon reminding you our next Monmouth football broadcast will be next Saturday afternoon. At home, the Hawks will entertain Albany, who leads the league with Duquesne. Everything up for grabs when the Hawks meet the Great Danes at 12 o'clock. A 12 o'clock kickoff will be on the air just prior to that. Be sure to catch all the Hawk games on the Monmouth Football Radio Network, a Nelligan Sports production. And as we say, good afternoon here from Loretto, Pennsylvania. Your final score, one more time, Monmouth 48 and the Red Flash 45. The Hawks win a wild one by 3. Have a great rest of your afternoon.
You've been listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. Monmouth University Athletics would like to thank the following sponsors who made this broadcast possible. Coca-Cola Zero. Enjoy everything. Staybridge Suites, Eatontown. Get comfortable. ShopRite. One place, your place. Galaxy Toyota. Visit us online at galaxytoyota.net.